Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Maddie, and I am so excited to have you tuning in to our weekly podcast episodes where we chat all the things from tips and tricks to funny stories from my life that have helped me to truly live in the sunshine. In this space, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear sometimes to realize that you are totally made for more than what you currently have in life, and that you hold the power to make the changes that you need to level up and live your best self. So buckle up, grab some water, and let's get into it. Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast, or welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast in case you are new here. If you are new, hello and welcome. My name is Maddie Fry, and I'm so excited that you are here. All month long, we are going to be talking about joy, but in this space on the Living in Sunshine podcast, we talk about joy and relationships, organization and goals, all of these amazing things. And in case you haven't yet connected with me over on Instagram, go do so right now. My handle is at Living the letter N sunshine. Send me a message and let me know how you found me from the podcast. And I'd love to chat with you all about what you learned in today's episode and in any episodes that you listen to. I'm super excited for today's episode because I'm sharing with you the biggest misconception about what true joy is and kind of breaking down this new kind of metaphor, if you would call it. Not really, it's not really a metaphor because it's not, I mean, it is kind of comparing. It's this realization that I had a few weeks ago about joy and how it really, what it really is in life. But before we dive into this new way of thinking about joy, I wanted to remind you that if you are ready to jump in and start your own journey to joy, aka living a life full and fulfilled and aligned with joy and welcoming in that feeling every single day, you need to grab my 30 Days to Joy journal. This journal I made specifically for people who are new to feeling that sense of joy and new to wanting to discover what joy is and how to feel it every single day. This is one of my favorite journals I've ever created because it takes you on a 30-day journey where each day you sit down. It's very much like a 5-minute journal. You sit down and it is a read and respond style journal. And each day there is a new prompt that will help you to inspire or elicit or feel or notice or take in the natural joys around you. And it is the perfect little journal to have on your iPad. It can be used as a digital planner. You could also print it and bind it if you wanted to and do it paper pencil style. That's fine too. But this is the perfect journal for my joy seekers who are ready to live joyfully every single day and really elicit that feeling of joy with a sense of guidance in the form of a journal. So if you are wanting to get started on a 30 Days to Joy experience and journey, grab this journal via the link down below in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Okay, so let's get real about what true joy is. And honestly, what the biggest misconception of what joy is. Because I feel like in media and society and in conversations and within our homes, we portray, because of what we consume, we kind of have this understanding as to what joy is. But I'm here to call that out because I actually think that it's a huge misconception and understanding and belief around what joy is and what joy looks like. So tell me if you agree, right? Tell me if you were raised to believe that joy is a brand new car or a big house or having a lot of money or achieving a goal or maybe even traveling around or anything like that, right? We have heard and been taught to believe that joy is are these big things, these big grand experiences or wins or successes or whatever it is, right? You get to joy. You achieve joy. You feel joy when you do these big grand things. Buy a house, get married, have a baby, buy a fancy car, have $1 million, whatever it might be, right? We are raised to believe for whatever reason, right? That is how you get to and that is how you experience joy, right? Would you agree? I'm here to tell you you're wrong. and you're wrong, and it's not your fault that you're wrong, right? It's because of how you were raised and the beliefs that you were told were true. Here, in my opinion, in my experience, is the real definition, the real way that you get to joy. Joy, and this is my little thing that I came up with. I like had this realization. I was like, I don't know, taking a shower or waking up in the morning, something. Joy is not huge, large successes or milestones or objects or experiences. Joy actually is like a puzzle. It's like a jigsaw puzzle where it's actually a culmination of a bunch of little things, a bunch of small moments, small wins, small experiences that come together to make this big, large, beautiful picture of joy that we call life, right? How much more accessible does that feel? If you say, joy is not something that I can only feel when I get a raise or when I buy a Tesla or when I have a kid. Joy is actually something that I can feel right now, as I'm drinking my coffee, because it's giving me energy and it tastes good and it just makes me happy. Joy can also be having a really amazing conversation with a friend who you haven't chatted with in weeks because you both are just so busy. Joy can also be the feeling of pride and excitement and strength when you go to the gym purely for yourself as a way to celebrate your body over punishing it for something that you ate last night. Joy does not have to be and shouldn't be these big, huge milestones or objects or experiences, because those are so few and far between for so many of us. Whereas we all experience small moments of joy, small things every single day, every single week, that if we reframe what joy is and what joy looks like to us, we will be able to experience it on a deeper, more consistent level. So let's say that you are someone who has been raised to believe, or you currently are in that mindset of, I will feel joy when I fill in the blank, some big moment or experience or object becomes part of your life. It's actually been shown that people who live in this mindset, who adapt this mindset, actually feel joy less, because what happens is we get the car, we have the big wedding, we buy the house, and then it wears off. That feeling of joy wears off because it becomes normal. It becomes part of our new normal. And while we were working towards that big thing, that big experience, that big moment, we were kind of waiting on this feeling of joy and expecting it to be around for forever. When that doesn't happen, when you root your joy in large things, that doesn't happen when you rely on big experiences or purchases or moments in life to be where you get your joy, because then it becomes a fleeting thing. Put a finger down if any of these things have been or sound like you. You haven't been able to take action on the idea or dream that you have because you aren't able to determine what the right first move was. You currently feel stuck in your head about what to prioritize in life or in your business so that way you can get to your next major milestone. You've thought to yourself, I wish I had someone just to talk to who will listen to my words and give me some guidance. If you put a finger down for any of these things, then girl, we need to have a chat, because you don't need to feel like this forever. Actually, I can promise you that you can totally get past these feelings in an hour or less with one clarity call with me. What's a clarity call, you ask? Well, it's a 1-hour action-packed Zoom coaching call with me where you bring your burning questions and we work together to get them answered. Whether you're wanting to map out the launch of your next big business offer or are wanting to get around and over those mindset hurdles that are standing in the way from you turning your dreams into reality, this coaching call is for you. Grab all the details that you need and book your own clarity call today for yourself via the link in the show notes. If you're unsure if a clarity call is for you, feel free to connect with me via email or over on Instagram and let's chat about it. Clarity, excitement, and most importantly, joy are right on the other side of one conversation with me, and I can't wait to help you get there. But when you realign your mindset and you work to change your mindset to recognize that it's the small things in life, it's the small moments of gratitude that you have each day that will bring you joy, you will be able to collect another piece of your puzzle and bring it together to develop and design and create a life filled with joy. So that's the biggest misconception about joy. True joy is not a big moment or a big experience or a big thing that you have, because those things are so few and far between. What joy is a puzzle. It's a huge, never-ending jigsaw puzzle where you collect and you find small pieces of your puzzle and they fit together beautifully to create a joyful life. And when you switch your mindset and you reroute how you see joy, where you find joy, and you become more in tune with the joy around you, and you change how you see joy to be able to see it in this way of it being a puzzle piece, it almost becomes more fun because it's a game, right? Where can I see joy today? How can I feel joy today? Where and who can I give joy to today, right? So keep that in mind. And I hope it's a fresh perspective for those of you who live in that mindset of joy is buying a big car or buying a new house or getting a boat or whatever, right? Getting married, having a kid, whatever it might be. And I hope that it gives you faith and I hope that it gives you hope to know that you can switch your mindset to recognize those small things and start to work on your puzzle piece and finding those puzzle pieces to create your big jigsaw puzzle of joy, okay? And that is everything I have for you in today's episode of the Living in Sunshine podcast. Before I send you on your way, I wanted to read our review of the week. So this review of the week comes from Newfound618, and they said what we all need to hear. This is the perfect way to kick my motivation into gear, and it seems that the topic is always relevant to what's going on in my life. I love it. My friend, thank you so much for writing this review. And if you listening right now haven't yet left the show a review, please go do so right now over on Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review or a rating on a podcast is kind of like giving it a thumbs up or a like on Facebook or Instagram. And it really does help the show grow. So please go give it a review. And when you do, know that I am sending you a high five and a hug from afar. Until next week, my friend, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great week. That is all I have for you today, my dudes, and I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would seriously appreciate it if you went and left the show a review and rating on whatever platform you're currently listening on. For every review and rating that you leave, it truly helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you had any major takeaways or aha moments, be sure to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your social media stories with your biggest takeaways, and tag me at Living in Sunshine so I can share it with my people as well. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week, and until next time, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.